back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, so it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. The very smart millionaire I've got with me today is Scott Ellis. He went to Harvard and Stanford. He worked at McKinsey, the largest consulting firm in the world. Worked in Silicon Valley. Guy knows what he's talking about. And what we're exploring, Scott, is this fundamental idea that there is a limit to productive wealth, if that's an okay way for me to put it. And please correct me. And meaning wealth that's serving a productive purpose, that you've cared for your kids and they're going to be just fine, that you have plenty to see you through retirement in all of the luxurious comforts that one could envision, and your spouse is too, that everything is just okay and you don't have to work anymore. Funny, Scott, because about a decade ago when I was in grad school for economics, I was making this argument, not as eloquently as you. And people would make the same counter argument to me. Well, it's not 30 million, it's 40 million. And I would respond and say, well, then pick the number. But there is a number after which the money really doesn't have much value at all to that rich, incredibly wealthy person. They have everything that could possibly be wanted by a human being. And so I think it's important. Your analysis goes a bit further, and you suggest that what people end up buying is power and political access and basically the means by which to control the system. Are we at this tipping point, Scott? Is that why this is so very important to you and others?
No, absolutely. I think we absolutely are. I think there's one issue, which is, are we worried about wealthy folks having money because, you know, there's a lot of research showing that after some point, money doesn't increase your happiness. Yeah. And are we worried about that? And for me, that's not my main concern. And I don't think it's the reason we all should be talking about it. I'm worried because I love my country, and I'm worried about the state of our democracy and the state of our capitalist economy. And I think that's what, for all of us, it really should be about, is that, and then our own individual lives, and how do we pursue better lives for ourselves? How do we make sure that our voices are heard in the electoral system? And the issue is that once you get enough wealth and you run out of things to buy that make your daily life better, it's almost like a chemical equation where money becomes power. And right. So you may not care how much money someone else has, but you probably care how much power someone else has. And when we talk about a lot of the things that are being discussed now in these coming months in the political election here, but stepping back and looking at where the country's been over the last, say, 40 years, you know, the measures of inequality are showing nothing but increasing inequality. But I think the thing we're not talking about enough is the extreme concentration of wealth, which really means extreme concentration of power in the hands of very few individuals. And when that happens, they control things like buying massive media and other communications vehicles. They influence political campaigns. And when they do, the fact that, you know, you and I and all of our viewers, all of our listeners, we each get one vote. And so do the wealthy individuals. But if they're giving $165 million to a political system, paying $2,000, I don't believe my voice is going to be heard. And so it's really about that issue of excess wealth becoming power and how that's used.
In power, I think we're all familiar with the phrase, you know, power corrupts perfectly, right? The more power you accumulate, it becomes really, really difficult to I think, observe some guardrails. If your reach is limitless, okay.
I think a lot about, you know, the sort of issue, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Right.
And what I think about a lot is when people get excessive wealth, what happens to them as individuals? The first is there's a lack of empathy. And it's not because they're mean or intentional. It's just our lives become so different that they don't know what we're talking about when I say I want to pay for taxes to fill the potholes. Like, well, yeah. I took the helicopter. What are you talking about? There's a lack of empathy. There's a pursuit of elitism for its own sake. Right. The reason I'm doing this is because I'm in the club and you're not. And, you know, Dr. Seuss had his book where, like, do you have a star on your belly? Well, people want to have stars on their belly, and they use wealth to do that. So the pursuit of elitism. And then the last is just greed. And we're all human. And I would also say, you know, we're the top predator. That's what humans are. That's how we took over the planet. This is what we do. And that's great in times of scarcity because that's how predators survive. But now we're in an era of abundance. There is so much wealth, but we're not acting like it because we're the top predators. And so this lack of empathy and pursuit of elitism and greed are things that lead, you know, and I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're people who, again, are accumulating massive power. And as we know, power corrupts. And I think I would trust each of us to vote and each of us to run our economic lives in a fair system. And I'm worried that that's at risk because of extreme wealth.
Can I simplify this greatly, Scott? I've been jotting notes down furiously as you're Great. Speaking. And what's sort of coalescing in my mind is a version of, I've been saying for a while, hey, to save our democracy right now, we have the only thing that will save our democracy is democracy. A version of that here, to save capitalism, if you're a capitalist, we need to stop this level of acute wealth inequality, that we have to limit absolutely scaled wealth. You know, the Elon Musk level wealth, something has to be done there. And we can start there. And it's urgent. But to save capitalism, we have to face down wealth inequality in this country. Is it a fair way
to
put it?
Yeah, I would say we have to save capitalism from itself.
Yes.
And the way we do it is by just managing excessive wealth, right? We have highway systems that are great. We put speed limits. It's okay. Right? You have nuclear reactors. We put in the control rods. It's okay. We can harness this power. Same thing with capitalism. What we really want is capitalism. What we don't want is hyper-capitalism. And that's where we are now. So I think we need to manage excessive wealth to enable capitalism to do what it's supposed to do, which is to enable us all to thrive.
My guest this half hour, and Scott, I'm going to impose upon you, do you have a few more minutes to spare with us? I do.
I'm happy to talk more.
Wonderful, because this is the thing. My special guest this half hour and for some extra bonus minutes is Scott Ellis. He's a Harvard and Stanford alumni, worked at McKinsey, worked in Silicon Valley. He himself is extremely wealthy and successful, and he's telling us we got to do something about this, that extraordinary wealth is a threat to capitalism, and by extension, it is also a threat to our democracy. You're not going to go anywhere. Our wonderful discussion with Scott is going to continue after this. I'm going to cue up what I want to talk about next. We've been thinking about this hyper-capitalism and the way that the discussion and the framework, I think, for regular folks has been manipulated a bit, right? Because it seems that we happen to have this all or nothing discussion, Scott, and you've been making some incredibly important points about the nuance, about it's not all or nothing, reject the false choice. So I want to start with that when we come back. You have been sold a bill of goods, everybody. There is a false choice that's been presented to you. It's about time we dig in and reject that false choice for what is better for all of us and our country. I'm Maggie Dawn. Again, my special guest this half hour and for some bonus time is Scott Ellis. It is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We're going to be back in just a few minutes here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Maybe we could launder them.